So, welcome to the last talk in Saal 1 at FirstCon 2022. Yeah, my talk, I mean, fancy as teachers, and even if here are in the Saal, all you are speaking German, I have to do it in English because it's a microphone is out, and because English, I have to do it in English because there could be people in front of the stream who don't understand German. Yeah, the first question I already had here is what's SQL or what means SQL? SQL has no long form. It's very, very important. Even when Wikipedia English even always means something else, but there is no long form for SQL. SQL stands for SQL. And when you look into the German Wikipedia, that's given correct, but the English Wikipedia is very, very funny. We have some rules. First of all, wait, I get a new micro. What? Ha! Huh? Funny, what? Why do you give me another microphone? What? Ah, okay. So I'm not able to do individual consulting here. Also, I want to get money for consulting, of course. So my slides don't have any standalone meaning. I once made a talk on a conference and I was employed for a huge IT company. And after my talk, the lawyers of my employer came to me and said, hey, your slide, there was this sentence on your slide, and they got me in front of court. So my slides have no standalone meaning. Of course, that wasn't meant like they understood it, because, and thanks God there was a video, and so the court could see that it not was that meaning, so that I really talked about something totally different. So my slides don't have a standalone meaning. And that's why I'm a little bit careful with slides. Yeah, my name is Mirasi. Mirasi, it's my nick. I once needed it for IRC in 1995 or so. And I couldn't get rid of it. And today it's my artist name, or you can call it whatever. I have a diploma in computer and media sciences. I am senior consultant and trainer for PostgreSQL and MySQL and also for privacy. I'm an author and speaker. You will find lots of articles of me from the last 22 years or so, or since, last 22 years. I am former member of ISO IEC JTC 1 SC32. Do you know what it is? Yes. that's WG2 is the SQL standard. That's the committee for data storage and data management, and that's where the SQL standard is related. And I was part of this group. First of all, I represented USA because I was working for Sun Microsystems, and Sun Microsystems was the biggest sponsor of PostgreSQL at that time, and I was in the MySQL development team, so you might remember that MySQL was bought from Sun Microsystems. And so ANSI asked, and I was in ANSI. I went to the first international meeting, and then Germany complained and said, why the hell are you representing USA when you're German? And so the Germans forced me to, no, they helped that I can represent Germany. It's represented in DIN, the German Institute of Standardization, or in German, Deutsches Institut für Normung. So, And today, there's a PostgreSQL guy, a very, very PostgreSQL contributor, also finally in the gremium, in the committee, they didn't want to have PostgreSQL because it has no legal entity and so on, and there was a big fight. That was why I was there for MySQL and not for PostgreSQL officially. Inofficially, I always was there for PostgreSQL, but or for both. So, SQL, as I said, I wrote it, or I was part of these people who write this, who develop it, And also, I had a life before this century, and I was construction and audio engineer, so I made lots of crazy. So, fancy SQL, and I thought we will start with not so fancy stuff, but just a short review, a short remind, what are joins? Let's start with joins. We start with inner joins. Okay, you look old enough. Maybe some of you already had this, what the hell is the English word for Mengenlehre? This is in math, in the first class of your primary school. Select, it's just an intersection. And an inner join is just an intersection. You can use the comma syntax, which selects stuff from A, comma B, where AID is BID. Or you can use that a newer syntax. It's since 2005, 6 or so. Select stuff from A, join B on AID is BID. So it doesn't matter which syntax you are using. The result is the same, and also performance should be the same. I always can speak for PostgreSQL, MySQL, MariaDB. So it doesn't have any influence on performance which syntax you are using. You will get out the intersection. The story behind it is we figured out in MySQL lots of years ago that lots of people used outer joins where they just needed inner joins. And then we figured out that persons who used MySQL and PHP and this classic LAMP stuff, Linux, MySQL, PHP, HTML, they never learned SQL, and they Googled for how to combine two tables. And of course, you have much more trouble in outer joins than in inner joins, and you get lots of help for outer joins and nothing for inner joins because inner joins is so simple. That's why I made the slide or said, okay, I will explain it. And of course, I once debugged the software. The developer didn't know that you can combine more than two tables. So he needed five tables, and the software code was selecting from two tables, taking the result in a for loop, putting it in a third table, and so on and so on. Yeah, and a join about five tables. It was a performance increase. The customer, I could have sold the customer lots of stuff. So, yeah, you can do it. Even that, I made it more some eight tables, six tables as this. And it's always just the intersection. Of course, the syntax is more longer. So you have the comma syntax, A, comma B, comma C, comma D, comma E, comma G. And you need to consider that when you have six tables, you need minimum of five combinations. So where AID like is BID and so on. Or you do it with the join syntax, select star from A, join B, on, join C, on, and so on. Yeah, which syntax is nicer, which syntax is better? It's the same question, which editor do you use, Vi or Emacs? I don't mind. Sometimes it depends. When I debug code, sometimes I rewrite it in the one or the other syntax because whatever I'm looking for, one of the syntaxes is easier to read or easier to find something in. Now we look into the optimization of this. The optimizer, just as I said, is a little bit for the beginning. when you have an inner join, the optimizer is looking how it can combine the tables to get less data. So it doesn't matter an inner join if you first join A and B and then join C, or if you first join A and C and then join B, or if you first join B and C and then join A. The result is the same. And the optimizer just is looking which combination I will get back less rows, most less rows, so minimum rows, and then it will join the third and the fourth and the fifth. And the optimizer usually does up to 8 tables in both. And you can configure if you need more in PostgreSQL and MariaDB. But if you don't configure it when you have more than 8 tables, it just will join them like you are giving it from left to right. So, and it's, I don't know if you really want to join 8 tables. Let's look into the outer joins. Outer join always means you have the output is one complete table, and you will get back the other from the other what's in the intersection. So, and what means left, right, and full? Yeah, left means when there is the word left, then it means that the table will get a complete output will be on the left side of the keyword left. So when you have select stuff from A left join B, that means A will be the results from, you will get all results from A and the results and combined with the results, with the intersection results from B. When you do it with right, then the table where you get the full table output will be on the right side of the keyword right join, so B in that time. And yes, by full, you will get back full, you will get back both. And the intersection will be one row, but you also will get the others from A and B. But you have to be careful, in MySQL and MariaDB, a full join is a cross join. They don't have implemented a full join. In PostgreSQL, you will have a different results between full and cross. Across, I think I have cross on 2 slides further on. So, and then there's this fun, I like this. Very often when you Google SQL A not in B, as a give me all from table A what's not in table B, you will get an outer join. And you will get the syntax, and it always means give me all what's not in the intersection. And that's just a result. Also, it's a little bit brainfuck. Join B on A, left join B on AID is BID, where BID is null, then you will just become all from A what's not in B. And of course, you can do it with right join. And my favor is give me all but not the intersection. I never used it in production, but I like this query. and it's also only works in PostgreSQL, not in MariaDB and MySQL, but I like this. But today you just can also do a subselect on PostgreSQL. Yeah, it might be the subselect is faster than the outer join because the optimizer is using lots of hashing algorithm in the background, and it's faster. And so, but of course, that's outer join. It's more proper to have this syntax than select stuff from A where ID not in select. Not in select is was horrible in past, but today they are hashing so much. The optimizers are hashing so much. They are so fast today that sometimes the hashing in the background is faster than the outer join. It depends. Also, you sometimes don't need indexes anymore because the hashing is much faster than the indexes, than an index algorithm behind it. So we have cross join. I designed 2 say tables, table A and B, and in table A, I placed IDs just odd numbers, and in table B, I placed 1, 2, 3, so sequential numbers. just so different results. So if we say A cross join B, and you see it on the right side, each element of table A are combined with each element of table B. That means when you have three rows in one table and three rows in the other table, you will get a result of nine, you will get nine rows back. In past, when I explained how to kill a query or how to kill a process on the database, when I tested then in my trainings, I made a cross join about 10,000 rows. Two tables with 10,000 rows. Then I had time enough to show where to look it up and to kill, and my RAM didn't run out of RAM. When I do it today in a modern PostgreSQL, the cross join is so fast, it just needs, it not even needs a second, I think, and it's done. So today, when I explain how to kill a query, I need to do it with the sleep command. it didn't work anymore with joining just two tables with 10,000 rows. We have 2022. So then we have some other... union is a very, very old command. Union already exists before outer join, and you can create such an outer join by using union. I have to look it up in SQL standard how it works, because there's an example. I don't know it because I always use outer join, not union, when I would do it. So union just means that when you have two tables that have similar data types, you just can concatenate, thank you for the word, concatenate them, and the output. Here I made this example, I think I used PostgreSQL, and I needed to do an order by. It's just for the better understanding that I use order by AC. That you see the first is table A with 1, 3, and 5, and then it's table B with 1, 2, 3. So, yeah. You have six rows. Then there were some newer commands. Intersect. Intersect is an intersection again, and now you're asking me what's the difference to the inner join. Why can't I do it? Because here you just have one column. And when I do an inner join, usually I want to get more columns back and so on. It's, inner join is way more flexible, way more complex, and can do way more than just intersect. It's just you need one single column. The same we have except for instead of not in, that's same here. When you do an outer join, you can do much more columns and so on. And here you just can do it on a single column. Yeah, and now we get what I wanted to tell. So for just to review, join CTE. Who knows what CTE? Who already worked with CTE? Anyway. Okay. CTE is common table expressions, and we will see for what we need it. Who knows correlated subselects? Who knows SQL? Okay. Who knows somebody who knows SQL? Okay, you might remember there was correlated and not correlated or incorrelated subselects. And the problem always was correlated subselects. What was correlated subselect? A correlated subselect is When I have an outer table, so I have a select from a table, and I just called it outer here as outer, and then you will have a subselect, and you will need the results from the outer table and the inner table. So where inner bar is outer bar, so you have a select here again as inner, and then you need it oben in the outer table again. And that's, when you look to it in the algorithm, it's a very, very bad performance when you just think about it, because you need to look in it for each row and so on and so on. It's very difficult. Today we are just hashing it and it's working, so, but in past it was very, 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 very slow. I had a power vendor from a really, really huge town in Germany. It was one of the top 5 or 6 towns in Germany. They needed such a correlated subselect for the receipts, for the power receipts for each household in this town. And I said, it's just, it was around 1 million people town, not just, a little bit less than 1 million people town. And you can imagine in this town how much power measure devices such company has. This query needed 20 seconds for each power measure device. No, but they started on the 1st to give it at the end of the month or something like this. So I can't remember. It was really, so they used also more computers to, you know. So anyway, this query needed very, very long. And I rewrote it in Camel Table Expressions, and they needed 20 seconds. No, I think it was less than 20, I think it was 12 seconds for all. Yeah, and now I said, it was in the morning, it was first I did there. I'm pretty sure I would have been able to solve them all. So that's the fun in my job, when you have such a problem solved. They were very thankful today. I still get sometimes emails, thanks for helping me. And it's 10 years ago or so. So correlated subselects. Yeah, as I said, today with modern the actual versions, they are hashing. We have so much RAM and hashing isn't the problem anymore. So it will be better in performance today. But when you have an older version, and I'm talking about 2 or 3 years ago. No, just before pandemic. So let's say since 2018-19, so these versions are more faster. So yeah. So Camel Table Expressions. Now we have this correlated subselect, and in a Camel Table Expression, it starts with the keyword with. That's the 14th SQL command. So usually SQL is 13 commands, and that's with is the 14th one. So, and you make, what are you doing? You are doing it, you make kind of a view in front of your select statement. So with inner S, and then you have a select here, your whatever you wanted to have here in your inner. In my inner it was, wait. In my inner, it was select average from foo from inner table. So, and that you are doing here in the with, you first select the average from all. So, and then in the select itself, you just join my with. You need a name, and I called it inner again. So you make a select star from my table as outer join inner, and then you have your standard inner join, and that's why it's way faster. In the original MySQL and PostgreSQL. I'm not up to date what's in my WireDB, but before pandemic, I talked about CTEs on FOSDEM, and I made performance tests on it, and on all three, on the original MySQL, on PostgreSQL, and on MariaDB, and MariaDB had no performance difference between inner join and correlated between CTE and correlated subselects. No, it doesn't matter what I did, there was no performance difference. And then one of the MariaDB developers came to me and said, I would have wondered if you would have seen any difference, because they just made aliases in the back to implement CTE. So but they were too surprised how faster it was in the other two, and I'm pretty sure today, 3 years ago, they might have also others. I didn't have had the time to test it again for this conference because I had a little bit stress last week. And so, okay. Complex query, just you don't need to understand it. That's just the average of the town of total charge or so who made most violations. It's just give me all towns who are above the average of something. So, first of all, it's when you have such a complex query, yeah, and I have from this database, I rarely once set up this database, I have way more complex queries, but I always look what will fit on a slide too, and so I made a little smaller complex query, and the more complex, the more is the performance difference. And when you have this complex query, you can rewrite it in CTE. And first of all, I think it's easier to understand this query and this query. Here I am selecting the total, the sum of charge from each town. So, and then in the query I'm selecting where is the total bigger than the average of all towns. So, I think it's more readable like this, and as I said, it's way faster. It was up to 60% faster in my measurement. That in my measurement, that just with this database, I made 1 million or 2 million tickets also in this test. And yeah, outside for my companies, I told already from this power company, and I had some other companies where I also had 20 minutes versus 20 seconds in one other company, and so it's really a performance gain, and it's nice. And interesting is CTE comes into the standard a few years ago. A few years means something in 2009 or so. And Microsoft people usually know it already, and they are really fit in creating this with queries. I'm not sure, but I think that this idea came from MySQL or so. I don't know, but yeah, CTEs. So, very funny is that when you look for CTEs, and sometimes you will often find CTE would be great for recursion. And then came me and says, most CTEs I use is for solving correlated subselects. And then they look at me and say, oh, yes, you can do this too. Often they have recursion in mind because you get lots of questions for recursion. You can do recursions with CTE too. But my experience is on recursion that people try it and then use it, don't need it because you can solve it otherwise. Has somebody an idea what the result of this query?
I
Die Fakultät von 100 würde ich nicht im Integer, aber fast. Die Summe von 1 bis 100, und was kommt da raus? Wie war das mit die Hälfte mal 5000 und Keks? Genau. Also das wäre jetzt einmal nochmal, wir summieren mal alle Zahlen von 1 bis 100 auf, um das mal zu zeigen, wie man so eine Rekursion machen kann. Postgres kann es, glaube ich, auch sogar schon. Oh, sorry. Where did I change my language? So, the result of the query is, it's just the sum from 1 to 100, it's 5000 and something. And it just shows that the recursion is working. And PostgreSQL, I'm not sure if already implemented. I think it's already implemented. You can do also CDEs or such recursion stuff on DDL. But believe me, when you do it with delete, whatever you wanted to delete is deleted. So it's very funny when you do stuff with tests with update or delete. Yeah, when the tests work, your data are done gone or changed. The next nice function set is window functions. Do you know what's window functions? No. Okay, first of all, I made a database. That's my database. I don't need so much rows. The download is just thrown by Dices, so just to have some numbers where you can sort, that you can sort. So it's not really what the real download. I have no clue about the downloads. I just wanted to have a number which you can sort. So you here, some people of you know SQL. You have this table, and I want to know what the average of downloads per band. Do you have an idea? How would you start to try to solve this? Yeah, you can try group Y and average, and you never will get this result. Believe me, I spent days on figuring it out. This by band is very tricky. And for that, it's a great example for partition, for window functions. So average, you can do it for every, you can do it for sum and min and max and so on, aggregate functions. Now I have the word. Average. And you see it here, so you have the select, what you want to select, bang, song, my million downloads, the average of the million downloads. And so the average, now you have this window, over partition by band. That's the window. So that's the keywords for why you have, so the average over partition by band, that you have it by band, and as average I told, and then you get this result, and you see, okay, you get for queen, you get always, that's because I selected this that way, you get each row of queen and you get the average, and the average is always 5.1, and you have the average from U2 from 5.49, and that's what Metallica 3.81. So they give it the average per band. As I said, you can do it with sum, with min, with max, with all aggregate functions. It's just an example for average. The other window function is, you can also do a window, the window keyword again. Now I have a sum and average, and you can say, okay, I want to have the average over, and then you can make a window name, so you have a small window in your result. I called it window foo. And then you have this from, and then you have this keyword window. You need to explain what it is. keyword window, so window, window foo, as partitioned by band, I already partitioned by band again, order by million downloads, because I wanted an order too. And the result of this is very funny because the window starts. We start with queen because I ordered by million downloads and by band. So we start with 8.31, the first row. The first row, you have no other rows in the output. Then the second row came. That's the window for this two. So the sum is 50.79. It's 7.48 plus 8.3. And you see, the more I get, the window gets bigger. And then I have the new band and it starts again. Sometimes you need stuff like this, that you have it ranked or counted. So the next what we can do is we can do a ranking. Which song is on ranked on top per band? Mayo downloads. Also, that is something you won't get out with Groupby and whatever else, because you can't do it by band. So rank is the keyword. And very funny is you can't use in MySQL, you can't use this rank lead leg or whatever else as window function. You can't use it as a column name or as table name. In Postgres it works, but in MySQL it didn't work. It's a reserved keyword. So we have again here select band song, blah, blah, blah. And then we have the keyword rank over partition by band order by million downloads. Because I wanted the top. DESC, so. Yes, of course, DESC, because I want the biggest number above and not the smallest number. That's why I descended it. Yeah. So, and then you will see here, we will rock you top one, we are the champions, top two. And then we start with the next band, Metallica, nothing else matter, top one. Enter Sandman top two, so that you have the ranking per band and not the ranking per all, just per band. Okay. And now I want to know from this output which title is above me, who is before or next. So we have lead and lag. We have lag first. So again, Mio downloads songs. So lag of song over order by. Now we not have a partition. I didn't partition it. It said order by Mio downloads, descending. Because I didn't want to do this by band. I just wanted to show lag and lead. So I didn't. So we just I just ordered by the by download, doesn't matter which band, the songs, just to show it what lag means. So with the first output is we will walk you, of course there's no one, it's the first output, it has nobody before it. The second output is Highway to Hell, and before it we will walk you, and so on and so on. That's very nice, and you need something like this sometimes. And because you need something like this sometimes, you also can do it the other way around. Lead, syntax quite similar, just keyword is different. Lead instead of lag. And you have what's behind. Yeah. It's a very, very nice feature. And there are some more window functions. There can be very crazy window functions. The PostgreSQL documentation and examples in the documentation from PostgreSQL, I like it. I think it's easy to understand. I looked into MariaDB knowledge base and they also have examples, but that might be because I'm original PostgreSQL. The PostgreSQL queries also worked exactly on MariaDB, so you can use the syntax. So that's window functions, and I have 32 slides and I'm done already. So do you have any questions? Thanks for listening. Do you have any other questions for SQL? I'm also able to answer other questions for SQL. So I think I should be able to. Yeah?
So is this only available for, did I get you right that this is only available for PostgreSQL?
No.
This is the standard.
So this is a standard, but you always mentioned this is Postgres and not MySQL. What about other database vendors?
Yes, is this a standard exactly? So PostgreSQL has implemented it, and MariaDB has also implemented it, and it works similar on MariaDB. MySQL Oracle, I'm not sure, but MySQL also has implemented this. I remember that I made tests with the original MySQL from Oracle 2. I have no clue what the commercials did. I'm pretty sure CTEs are implemented in Windows in SQL Server, because the Microsoft people, the SQL Server people, are really good in this brainfuck CTE writing. And believe me, when the first 10 CTEs are brainfuck, so you need a time, you need your time to figure out how to write this. So I'm pretty sure SQL Server has it. I have no idea about the IBMs, and when I have Oracle or IBMs, then usually my job is to migrate them. People hire me for migrations, and so I not need to go into it. And yeah, I don't know, but PostgreSQL, MariaDB, and MySQL have implemented it in any case. So yeah, but there were some warnings. That's always when you implement a new feature, then. First, it has some illnesses and so, but these implementations are 6, 7, 8 years ago, so it works fine. Especially if PostgreSQL were the first who implemented it, the VMs were a little bit 2 or 3 years later. So, but it all already existed before pandemic. I remember, I think it was in 2018 that MariaDB implemented it or so. So it's some years ago. Yeah. More questions? Yeah. I think it's almost 6:30. And I'm not sure when the closing talk will be in this room. And there will be already the finishing outside. Very, very many thanks that you were here in the last talk. I hope you enjoyed it. Yeah, I placed my my official company email on the slide. Yeah, I'm freelance consulting and trainer, of course. And yeah, I wish you a nice evening. Come home good. Yeah, traveling journey back home. Oh, wait, here's a question. What? The shutdown is in 15 minutes. In 15 minutes? No, my talk should be to 80:45. It's 80:30. So shutdown is directly after my talk. It's very funny. Okay, then we just have for 15 minutes up to shutdown. That's good. So thanks for listening. Have a nice journey. And I'll hope we will see you next year on FOSCON or on FOSDEM in Brussels, or maybe if it will happen in Hamburg on the C3, whatever, which C3, 35, 36, 37, okay. Okay, yeah.